It's time for Act Locally Waco
on the radio.
Let me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State.
I'm Brody Bashaw with KWBU, and I'm joined by Act Locally Waco's Ashley Thornton.
Hi, Brody. It's good to be back on this Valentine's Day because I love KWBU.
And we love you.
If you have waited until now to make plans for your Valentine's date, well, I guess it's kind of romantic to live life on the edge. Lucky for you, there is a long list of terrific local restaurants who are offering Valentine's Day specials tonight. So hopefully someone will squeeze you in. That list includes, among many others, I'm sure, Alpha Omega, Clay Pot, Milo All Day, World Cup Cafe, Kissing Tree Vineyards, Classy Glass, The Olive Branch, The Hippodrome, Barnett's Public House, and Revival Eastside Eatery. Call the establishment or check their social media for details and availabilities. Many places are already fully booked.
The Brazos Theater is hosting Death by Chocolate, a murder mystery dinner event tonight and tomorrow night. A chocolatier is found dead in his own chocolate. You can help solve the mystery. The event includes a complimentary glass of champagne and a chocolate-inspired dinner by Hilton Waco executive chef Nathaniel Gay. The event starts at 6:30 both nights. Tickets are $42.50, and it is BYOB.
One of Waco's favorite local bands, the Morticians, are hosting their annual Valentine's Day party tonight. It will be a night of dinner, dancing, and spaghetti at the Hippodrome on Austin Avenue. The Morticians will perform classic pop and rock hits from the 50s and 60s from musicians like the Beatles, Elvis Presley, the Eagles, Van Morrison, Buddy Holly, and the Rolling Stones, just to name a few. Floor seats are $32 and include access to a spaghetti buffet and a bar for drinks.
Balcony seats are $10, and food and beverage service from the regular menu will be available for purchase. The show starts at 7 p.m.
There are always some opportunities to do something good for the community, and this week is no exception.
Tomorrow evening, the Waco Symphony Council will be hosting a progressive cocktail party benefiting the Waco Symphony.
The party will begin at the Williams and Brown Law Office at 7901 Fish Pond Road at 5 p.m., where guests will board a bus and move to their first location. Guests will visit three architecturally unique homes and enjoy music, food, and wine that complement the different homes. Hors d'oeuvres and desserts will be provided by Best Jet Catering. Individual tickets are $250.
On Tuesday, Mission Waco will be hosting their annual celebration banquet to honor the volunteers and donors who help support Mission Waco.
This year's featured speaker is Dr. Brian Fickert, a best-selling author and professor of economics and community development, and the founder and president of the Chalmers Center for Economic Development at Covenant College.
The banquet will take place at the Waco Convention Center in the Chisholm Hall at 6 p.m. Individual tickets are $55.
We have several interesting learning opportunities on the calendar this week. Tomorrow morning, CareNet Waco will be hosting a parenting skills class for fathers of infants and toddlers. Breakfast will be provided and participants will receive a gift at the end of the class. Participants must have a child who is 3 years old or younger. The class starts at 9 a.m. RSVP is required. Please call CareNet to make your reservation.
You can also take advantage of the People's Law School tomorrow morning. It will take place from 9 until 12:45.
This is your chance to get some tips on, among other things, contesting property taxes, animal law, understanding the Supreme Court, the power of the president, and the concept of guardianship. Registration opens at 8:30 a.m. at the Baylor Law School. Attendance is free.
On Wednesday, the Albritton Art Institute will be hosting the 2020 Albritton Art Institute Artist Conversation. Artist Akinyele Crosby and art critic Jason Kaufman will discuss Akinyele Crosby's life, art, and career. A reception will follow. The conversation will start at 5:30 in the McClinton Auditorium of the Paul L. Foster Building on Baylor campus. Admission to this event is free.
Finally, there is still time to reclaim your New Year's fitness resolutions. Move East Waco and Grassroots Community Development are offering health and fitness classes throughout the spring. Wednesday's class is kickboxing, and the next class will be yoga on February 20th. The classes will be held in the gym of Carver Middle School. They start at 6 p.m., and they are free.
So we can work off all that Valentine's candy.
I'm going to eat way more Valentine's candy than that, I'm afraid. Remember, you can find a full calendar of events at actlocallywaco.org.
Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.